Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means we're with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com. Good snowy morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, a really fascinating story today, and it has to do with, unfortunately, the passing away of a local personality there. The name is Lady Ostapek. Explain who she is and her legacy.
Yes, David. Well, every small town or small community has an unusual and beloved personality. And Lady Ostapek certainly was one for here in Otsego County and the Cooperstown area. She passed away at 98 at a nursing home in Herkimer last Thursday. And I would say that it's a big community loss. Let me start in 1919 in Brooklyn, Connecticut, which was a Finnish community, a farming community in the northeast corner. One day a farmer, his name was Koski, walked out of his barn with a hatchet. And he turned left and massacred everybody in a row of houses. And it was a celebrated crime in that neighborhood that is still remembered today. If he had turned right, in the first house was a little two-year-old girl, an orphan, living with her aunt, and she would have been one of his first victims. So this baby girl grew up. She worked in New York City. In the 1960s, she bought a farmhouse and some land in the Fly Creek Valley outside of Cooperstown and would often be seen riding her horse along the roads and in the logging trails of the area. So the lady on the horse, her name was Alma Ostapek, but before long, everyone was calling her Lady Ostapek. One day she was in a local secondhand store, and she saw one of those old Konica cameras, those with 4x5 negatives. She bought it, brought it home, and before long began making portraits of local people. And over the years, she was very much sought after. Hundreds of people around here have portraits done by Lady Ostapek. She didn't do many children's portraits, but often young women and young men would do a sitting with Lady Ostapek for their parents, or young wives for their husbands. And she had an unusual process. She wouldn't just take your photo. She would sit down and talk to her subjects, sometimes for hours, to try to determine their personalities. She had a great interest in history, and she would try to tie the personalities of the people at her sittings to historical personalities. So there's a fellow on Pioneer Street here who was done as Charles II, and there was a lady across town who was done as a medieval princess. And a couple on the lake who, the wife, Vera Talevi, we were looking at her portrait just the other day. She is dressed as a peasant woman looking into a mirror. And in the mirror is the portrait of Vera as the countess. And so the pictures were very unusual, very sought after. And Lady Ostapek was a little idiosyncratic, so she became something of a local icon. Well, also over the years, she became very famous in her native country of Finland. In 2008, there was a large exhibit of Lady Ostapek portraits in Finland, and again, a year-long retrospective in 2011-2012. And one of her champions, you may know of Nick Argyris from Troy, he operates something called the Photo Center of the Capital District. It took her to Finland. Everywhere he took her, she was feted and praised and pampered, sort of that simple beginning. And I don't know whether that tragedy, which she often spoke about and reflected on, you know, caused her to decide to be true to her personality, which was sort of a blunt, honest, and allowed her to sort of develop this very unusual art form. In any event, the funeral was yesterday afternoon, and one person reminisced about in recent years. She was in Herkimer for 3 years at a nursing home. She would visit the other nursing home residents, and she would hold their hands, and she would stroke their hair and try to make them feel comfortable and welcome in that little community she found herself in. And so I guess all the way to the end, she continued to be sort of a very unique and an exceptional personality that you often stumble across in small towns. Lady Ostapek was ours.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com, where you can go to read about Lady Ostapek and more stories. Jim, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, David.